This is Speaker Linda calling. It's August 1st, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I have been reading in the news about the terrible heat wave in the eastern United States and the rising deaths from lightning strikes which could have easily been prevented. Is this because God the Father has deserted mankind, or just Mother Nature's normal cycles?
Actually, Alora, this situation is being caused by a whole series of things. True, God has deserted mankind, and it is causing some of the severe weather that is occurring in the United States, because many believe the United States is mostly responsible for God deserting mankind with what it is doing in Israel, especially in Gaza. But some of these things are being caused by what man did years ago, breaking God's laws for economics and destroying the atmosphere. It is also causing some of this severe heat. And also, creatures of darkness are taking advantage of the situation and eliminating some of their enemies that are actually for God's plans. So it is a whole series of things working together, but a great deal of it is being caused because God has deserted mankind. That is definite.
Things are just getting too scary around here, Nazarene. I hope they straighten out soon.
They've got to pretty soon, Alora, but we simply don't know how we're going to manage it. We simply don't know.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, we keep saying that God the Father has abandoned mankind. Could it be that he is just over there in Israel trying to help the Israelis in the current situation with the Gaza pullout?
We only wish this was the case, Alora. We have searched for God the Father there, but he is definitely not taking any part in that. This is one of the things that has upset him so much, that his own people are betraying him, that his chosen people are betraying him, that the army of his sacred nation is attacking his own people for their enemies. It really, really hurts God the Father that his people have given up what he has offered them and rejecting their place in the kingdom of God. We are trying very hard to make people understand. We want the Israeli soldiers to refuse to obey their leaders, to refuse to remove their people from their sacred land, and to stand up and say, no, we won't do this. We won't be the instruments of evil. We will not do your evil. And we are asking the people to rise up and fight back and say, no, we will fight to the death. We will not give up our land. We will not let our people betray us. Then perhaps God will come back to us. But no, he is not in Israel.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Nazarene. I was hoping I had solved the mystery as to where God went.
And if you cannot solve such a mystery, Alora, there's little possibility that anybody can.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 2nd, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I read in the news that the IRA is ending its long-time campaign. Do you think they'll stick to it this time, though some are going to be allowed to keep their guns?
If the British Army and the Ulster Loyalists, Alora, stop their campaign of hate against those that want to unify their country, there is a possibility that peace can be maintained, but I seriously doubt it. The British are so determined to hold on to this little tiny piece of empire that they have stole from the Irish that they will not permit peace to last. They will keep up their efforts to keep Northern Ireland part of Great Britain, and as long as that happens, the Irish people are going to resist their tyranny and resist their occupation. Unfortunately, man just cannot let go of that he has taken by force of arms. And stubbornly tries to hold on to it and say, I own this, I have a right to it, I murdered for it, I killed for it, I want to keep it. The British just won't let go of that last little bastion of empire. It is very sad, Alora. Someday they will have to, but that hour has not yet come.
That's really too bad, Nazarene, because the majority of them are such good people.
True, Alora, but they permit their leaders evil for the sake of their egos and to feel mighty.
We'll be back after the break. We're back, Nazarene, because of a story Demetrius is writing for John Lennon and our friend Jesse, I thought of this question. Could God take on a human form on Earth anywhere he wanted to?
Unfortunately, Alora, no. God is so powerful that if he took on a human form, the energy that he would be emitting would destroy every living thing in his vicinity. He would draw in so much psychokinetic energy that it would destroy everything around him. So God cannot take on a human form because he has so much power, because he has so much glory. That is why he must always stay in the spiritual and communicate with mankind through his servants, because only they have the power to resist his glory and not be destroyed by it. Man cannot communicate directly with God. Only his servants can communicate directly with God. This is one of the things that people simply do not understand. I had to become a human being in order to come to earth and do God's glory. I could not come to earth in God's perfect form. God cannot be human.
Holy cow, Nazarene! God sure is powerful.
The only thing that keeps him from using that power, Alora, is that mankind is shutting him out. If mankind opened themselves to God and allowed God to use his power, he could solve many of their problems.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 3rd, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, we got a rather ludicrous response to one of your recent comments. You stated that you would never be the imaginary Jesus created by the priesthood who would conquer and destroy the innocent to make their faith dominant. Yet you are speaking out against homosexuals, attacking their way of life and saying that it is unacceptable. In essence, you are doing to homosexuals what you say you would not do. You are sadistic and cruel to those that are different. How do you answer this person's comment?
Duh, Alora. Homosexuality is a mental illness. It is a sickness. It is not a religion. It is not a society. It is something that destroys our children, that destroys their souls forever. God has forbidden it, and God has forbidden it for a very good reason. It destroys his children. What destroys God's children is my enemy. What destroys God's precious jewels, I will combat, I will fight, I will speak against. Evil is evil, and what homosexuals do is evil. It denies the glory of God and cannot be permitted. It is against the teachings of God. Other things will be permitted. If people do good, they will be tolerated, but those that do evil will not be tolerated. And that is the end of it, Alora. Homosexuality is evil, and that is it.
Whoa, don't get mad at me, Nazarene. I'm not the one that say that.
I only get mad at the ignorant, Alora. I don't get mad at the blessed.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, the homosexuals in Maine have got another law passed trying to promote their perversion. The people of Maine have circulated a referendum petition and will again be voting to put this law out, giving homosexuals special status. Do you support those opposing the homosexuals?
Yes, Alora, I do support these people. I do not support them in other things like trying to stop abortion because of the blasphemous teachings of the anti-abortion people or their efforts to force other people to pray as they pray. But in this particular situation, I will have to support them 100%. I will send my angels, I will send every spiritual messenger I have in the material form, I will send them into Maine, and I will cry to the people of Maine, stop this evil, put an end to it, pass a law saying that homosexuality is illegal and is not allowed, and people cannot praise it in the streets and cannot promote it to children, and then the world will be right in Maine. Yes, I will support these people. Some of the things that they are trying to do, I will not support and I will never allow. I will never allow them to persecute others. But where they are fighting evil, I will stand with them and send all my power to them. I wish I could send you and Demetrius to them.
I had a feeling you'd say that, Nazarene. I'm glad they're on your side in this one.
I just wish they were with me in all things, Alora. We could make a much, much better world if they were.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's August 4th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, you said in a previous segment that God's power was so great that it would destroy people if he came into their presence. How do people go into his presence when he's in the holiest of all, in the kingdom of God? Wouldn't they be destroyed there also?
What we were saying in that segment, Alora, was if God took on a physical form, his power would be so great that it would destroy everyone around him. In the afterlife, God is in a spiritual form. And also, when he is in the holiest of all, he is also in the holiest of all of every church all through the kingdom of God, not just in the capital. So he is dispersed. He is with all of us everywhere in the kingdom of God. He is spread out. So his power isn't as intense as it would be if he was in a physical form. That is why we can commune with him in the holiest of all and in the churches where they have their own holies of holies. It is the way of God, Alora, that his people can be with him. It is very hard for us to not have him. It is a very, very difficult situation. But that is how we can commune with God on the Sabbath.
Duh, I get it now, Nazarene. But I don't really understand how someone could be in so many places at once.
That's why he's called God, Alora. That's why he's called God.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, we read in the news that Saudi Arabia's King Fahd has died. Wasn't your mother working with him on something a while back? Was this because something the demons did? And what will his death mean for that country?
Well, actually, Alora, that's a lot of questions in one. Yes, my mother was working with the king, but she was also working with his regents and the rest of the family, not just the king himself. The situation that she was working on, that the fundamentalists planned to assassinate the whole Saudi royal family, was too big for her to work with just one member of the family. She had to work with them all to keep that from happening. As for what happened to the king, it was simply his time. He had served God long and served him well, and it was time for him to receive his reward. And the prophet went and fetched him and took him to paradise. And now he is there and enjoying the rewards that he rightfully earned because he worked so hard to keep peace between his people and Israel and not have his people plunge into a holy war that would have destroyed them and everyone around them. So this man accomplished a great deal, Alora. Very quietly, but he accomplished a great deal. He was one of God's great servants.
Oh, that's scary, Nazarene. I hope Mary can keep that from happening.
She'd better, Olora, or we're going to have very little hope of saving mankind. Very little.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's August 5th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, there's rumors that Michael Jackson is buying an estate in the Arab country of Bahrain. What do you think of this?
I say more power to the man, Olora. If he wants to leave the United States and leave the people that convicted him on circumstantial evidence before the case was even heard, and supported this district attorney that simply made up a case that didn't exist and used witnesses that were totally incredible to try to convict this man simply because he didn't like the color of his skin and that he had money. This is terrible, Laura, that this thing was allowed to happen. And if Michael wants to leave the United States and say to heck with this country, he has every right to do so. It's a shame that he has to, but my offer to him to help restart his career by giving him some of heaven's music to use is still out there, and I will still help him if I can, because I was appalled by the way he was treated and used by these people that are against his race. And if he wants to leave the United States, that's perfectly his right.
I'm so glad you still support him, Nazarene.
I will always support the innocent, Laura, no matter how unpopular it is. I will always support the innocent.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, I read in the news that Liverpool, England is hiring a Beatles officer to exploit the Beatles' fame in the world. What do John Lennon and George Harrison think of this?
John and George say more power to them, Laura. If they can use their fame to help their city, they enjoy it. The more that they can bring publicity to Liverpool and help the people of Liverpool, the more they appreciate their fame. It is good to them that their fame can be used for something constructive, for some purpose other than, you know, just to entertain people. If it can bring goodwill into Liverpool and bring people to visit Liverpool and help the economy of Liverpool and help the people of Liverpool, they're all for it. They have no problem whatsoever with their fame being used for good purposes. When it's being used for negative purposes, like to encourage the use of drugs, they don't like that at all. But these purposes are just fine to them. John and George love Liverpool. They love the people of Liverpool. And if Liverpool wants to use their fame, they're more than welcome to do so.
I wish the people of Liverpool would promote what John is doing now, Nazarene.
They will in time, Laura. They most certainly will in time. And you can consider that a prophecy if you want to.
We'll be back next week.